Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk. Listen to a sports commentary.
Good morning, listeners. This is Nick Morris reporting live from the Bentley Roaring Lake. We are here for the finals in men's single scull. And they're away. My heart's with Romanian rower Alexander Boroi, and I'm hoping that he's going to be able to carry it off. I've watched him over the years, and he's a very effective rower. Not bouncing his boat. And very, very fast at the start. I don't know whether this is going to cost him later, but I guess that's the only way he thinks he can do something in this race. Now to his left is Australian Mike Jensen, who suffered food poisoning this week, but he just managed to scrape through. And two away is Frenchman Thomas Gaston, who won the World Championship in May, and he's really very much a threat in this field. And here's the birthday boy on the far side, Mac Lambert. Interestingly, he's the first Belgian to make his mark in the finals since 1996, when fellow countryman Patrick Martens won silver medal. It seems it's going to be a battle between Boroi and Gaston, but I suppose they're going to get a lot of pressure from Bulgarian Yuri Antonov. Yes, Antonov is quite interesting because he's had a very quiet private preparation. He's from Varna, right on the Black Sea, he's 24 years of age, and we've not seen as much of him this year as we have of other athletes. Maybe that is to his advantage.
Now, you'll hear the second talk again. Listen to a sports commentary.
Good morning, listeners. This is Nick Morris reporting live from the Bentley Roaring Lake. We are here for the finals in men's single scull. And they're away. My heart's with Romanian rower Alexander Boroi, and I'm hoping that he's going to be able to carry it off. I've watched him over the years, and he's a very effective rower. Not bouncing his boat, and very, very fast at the start. I don't know whether this is going to cost him later, but I guess that's the only way he thinks he can do something in this race. Now to his left is Australian Mike Jensen, who suffered food poisoning this week, but he just managed to scrape through. And two away is Frenchman Thomas Gaston, who won the World Championship in May, and he's really very much a threat in this field. And here's the birthday boy on the far side, Mac Lambert. Interestingly, he's the first Belgian to make his mark in the finals since 1996, when fellow countryman Patrick Martens won silver medal. It seems it's going to be a battle between Boroi and Gaston, but I suppose they're going to get a lot of pressure from Bulgarian Yuri Antonov. Yes, Antonov is quite interesting because he's had a very quiet private preparation. He's from Varna, right on the Black Sea, he's 24 years of age, and we've not seen as much of him this year as we have of other athletes. Maybe that is to his advantage.
Question 31. Who would the commentator like to win? Question 32. Why might Mike Jensen not perform well at the race? Question 33. What do we learn about Mac Lambert? Question 34. What are we told about Patrick Martens? Question 35. What makes Yuri Antonov interesting?